Good morning. Welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Jack Llewellyn. For the Chamber's upcoming events, simply go to DurangoBusiness.org. I'm here with Jack Turner, native of Durango or Durango native. How are you?
Good, good.
Yeah? Yeah. So you're busy.
Hey, I'm busy. I just wish I was busy making money.
Well, you know, it's all relative because the more you make, the more you spend. You're always looking for the last 10 That's bucks right. before payday.
Oh, God. In that case, I'm rich.
Do you feel better already?
I do.
Yeah, right. So you literally lived, born and raised, lived in Durango all your life.
Yeah. I'm fifth generation, if you can believe that.
Wow.
My great grandfather, John C. Turner, was a member of the Baker Party.
Oh, very interesting.
They really couldn't settle here when they came in, though. He actually came back because it was Ute territory at the time.
Uh-huh.
It was 1860. And they all went back and did various things. We're in the Civil War, traipsed around the West. And then when it opened up for settlement, he was actually the sheriff of Colfax County, New Mexico, and packed up his wagons, moved up to the Animas Valley, and homesteaded 160 acres.
Wow. So I hope you have Pioneer plates on your car.
I do.
Yeah?
Boy, they're cheap plates, so they rust out real fast.
Oh, do they? Well, and apparently now you don't even have to prove. You can just tell them you want Pioneer plates.
Yeah, hey.
So you can just get them, because my great grandmother came across in a covered wagon and homesteaded in Meeker, of all places. So I want to ask you, first off, you mentioned before we went on the air, it was your great grandfather started KIUP?
Yeah. I think he had a couple of partners, but they went out, and I remember it was in the 40s, I think it was, and they got the license, and, you know, FCC was kind of new at that time, and he landed the license and they got it out here. But it wasn't because he wanted to make money off it. He and other community leaders felt that Durango needed to have modern conveniences like radio.
Wow.
He was very much a builder of the community.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's go through that. You're starting a series, or have started a series, at the Strader called Durango Native.
It was called Durango Native Stories.
Uh-huh.
And it sort of evolved. 2 years ago, I had my dad, who's now 88, on stage, and we got a whole bunch of pictures together over the generations, and my sister was with him, and they did ran through about a half hour, 45 minutes of just memories from our family, and it was a huge hit. It filled the place up, and that was the inspiration to say, you know, I think people are really interested in this. So I started a program.
Mm-hmm.
We just finished our first one in June 20th. It was Mary Jane Clark.
Wow, there's some history.
You got that right.
Yeah.
She founded the Toatin Gallery, and she runs it with her sons, Antonia and Jackson Clark, and that's her son and daughter. And then the second show of the evening was Tom and Penny Compton.
Oh, yeah.
And Penny's maiden name is Lemon. Their family, their ranch was flooded to make way for the Lemon Reservoir. But I tell you, after learning, I didn't know those two people very well till our story, and it's humbling. I mean, he's a rancher and a biology professor, and they've traveled the world, and he's served on La Plata Electric. So there's just these fantastic stories, and this series I started is not a lecture, and it's not a historical presentation. It's stories.
This is reminiscing.
It is, and we have photos with it, which are shown on a screen in the Strader. It's a great setting. It's the perfect setting, actually. And we go through, and folks talk from, you know, all the generations, things from their memory, stories they've heard. We always tell them that we don't vouch 100% for the accuracy, but it's fascinating. And our youngest storyteller in this whole series is 79, I think. We try to really get that generation
Wow. Well, and what nights is this happening down at the Strader?
Well,
Is that what they're calling now?
Not me. It's the Henry Strader Theater.
Okay, the Henry Strader Theater. All right.
Our next show is July 18th.
Okay.
And we always have two stories each night. They each last about half an hour, 35 minutes, and then we have time for questions and then intermission. But our presenters in July are two brothers, Ray and Claire Martinez.
Okay.
And they were in my dad's class in high school or thereabouts. Their son / nephew is Jerry Martinez, who owns CJ's Diner.
Oh, you're going to open it up to him, are you?
Well, we need people who aren't shy. But we always have a son or a daughter with the people so that they can help prompt, you know,
right.
just keep the discussion going. We don't want people to feel in the spot like, oh boy, I gotta start talking. Wow. But their story is so amazing. The only hint I'll give you is they're two of seven siblings all born at home in a house on Fifth Street, which is still there.
Wow.
And the stories go on from there. You will be shocked.
I didn't even realize that, you know, Jerry's family, you know, he's how many generations? I didn't know that about him.
Yeah, I know. He acts like a tourist all the time, but he's actually a local.
He acts like something, you know, that's for sure. You know,
I know Jerry, by the way. So.
Well, and I do too. And one of the best conversations I ever like watching is him and Durango Joe Lloyd go at it. Uh-huh. Those two just banter back and forth and make fun of each other. And really a Cowboys fan.
And I know, but I've
got to bend the rules.
No, nobody's perfect.
That's true. But, that's true. So this is happening on the 18th, and at what time does the curtain open, so to speak?
Well, the curtain starts at 7:30, but the doors open at 7, basically quarter till. And but there's a second story that night.
Okay.
And that will be a man named H. Prescott Blake.
Okay.
He, too, is my dad's age, and I met him, and he is a very interesting character in Durango.
Just the name.
He's not as well known as like Mary Jane Clark is, right. But I'm telling you that this man, he was a plumber for 30 years, but he's a hunter, a skier.
Is this Brad Blake?
That's Brad
connection?
Blake's dad.
Really? Yeah,
and Brad's going to be on stage with him. So,
oh, wow.
But I can tell you that he is fascinating. And one of the things that I'll just give you one little hint. He used to race cars on Sunday afternoons on the Junction Creek Oval.
The Junction Creek Oval. Which didn't even know there was one.
I didn't either until I started talking to him. And he has some stories. And I cannot wait for that. And then we have just a fantastic show coming up on August 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
And that will be two of my favorite people in town. One is Amador Tucson.
Okay.
He's the barber shop down there by Carver's.
Uh-huh.
And he'll be joined for the presentation with his son, Isidore.
Okay.
And Amador is a descendant member of the Ute tribe. He's half Ute, half Hispanic.
Okay.
Born in a hospital in Ignacio.
Wow.
There used to be one there.
I was like, there was a hospital there. Okay.
Started a band. He's got lots of stories to tell, and he's just a wonderful, wonderful person. So that's going to open the show. But I got to tell you, the closer is someone you probably heard of, Pearl Schaaf.
Yes.
Yes, Pearl Schaaf. And I know she won't mind me telling you, she's 95 years old.
Oh.
She was married to Ernie Schaaf of 11th Street Station fame, Ernie's, the gas station
there. Right, Ernie's, the gas station there, yeah.
And she and Ernie eloped when she was age 15.
Oh, dear.
They got married in they got married in 1939. And it's really funny because my orientation to her was her relationship to Ernie.
Yeah.
Who, by the way, was Olga Little's nephew.
Oh.
And so she and Ernie both knew Olga Little, the woman who packed. For those of you who are listening and don't know who Olga Little is, she was a woman mule skinner, which meant she packed mules out of the La Plata Mountains, and she packed ore down for the miners.
I just interviewed Joel with the Gem and Mineral Club, and he talked about Olga.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We were talking about
that. But with that party guy, I've just got to tell you, is that here I'm walking in there.
Uh-huh.
You know, talking about, Ernie and Olga and everything. And her daughter said, wait a minute, our mom has her own story.
Oh.
And I was sort of taken aback. And
right.
And then I really, you're right. It's not all about just because she was married to Ernie. She's got her own story, which is absolutely unbelievable.
Wow.
And,
so, and they're up there for each person's talking. You said about, you know, 30, 40 minutes in Q&A. I mean, you need to give them like 10 hours.
Well, you could.
Well, the history.
I don't think any of us can last that long.
Yeah, well.
But we've got it boiled down, and we got some great photos that their company, each one's, and they're shown on a big screen.
Right.
It's just a fantastic night, and the good thing is that Durango Government TV, believe it or not, is videoing all the presentations and editing them into a package so they'll be preserved for all of us forever and for their families.
Well, and that's so important. You know, I always think of, you know, well, we all know Dwayne Smith from, you know, Fort Lewis fame, so to speak, but capturing those memories. And I literally wrote down things I asked my mom. It was, Mom, tell me your life history. And I wrote them down. And I went back to that memory book, to look and see what her favorite song was. And after she passed, I played one of her favorite songs at her service. Wow. And I was just because of those, capturing those memories. So wonderful that you're preserving these.
If you get stuck, all you have to do is say, tell me about your first car.
Yeah.
I mean, last week with Mary Jane, her first car was a Model A.
Oh.
She learned how to drive. Her aunt taught her how to drive.
Wow.
She was a nurse. She worked at Ochsner Hospital for Dr. Ochsner, who used to go out and shoot rabbits and deer and feed them to his patients.
Oh, my.
And to save on costs.
Yeah, right.
And she was born, I can tell you as much as I want about her because I won't spoil future episodes.
Sure.
But she was born at home at a trading post.
Wow.
Just over the state line in Blanco.
That is amazing.
And came up here. She was a nurse in training for World War II at Mercy Hospital.
Uh-huh.
Just an amazing woman, she, you know.
Yeah.
I just heard the ski photos of her. The she's fishing. The gallery, just
right.
All these.
How do you select the people to be on stage, so to speak?
Oh God, you know, the worst thing is I'm so good to be so old. I know them all myself. You know, I'm a group with all these people, but you know, it's really funny. The older you get, the more respect you have for what happened in the past. And I started realizing that these people have such great stories. And of course, with, you know, modern media, like being able to put a nice program together is that, and then part of it we just stumbled into. I think the idea that it's not really a, you know, I think Dwayne Smith, for instance, he's a college professor. Everything's rooted in research and history and facts and all that. I mean, I think ours are very factual, but they're also just very personal.
Well, and just telling that, from the firsthand experience. I went in one time, model tire, old Edith down there.
Yeah,
and
the Buckfishes.
And it was so funny. Edith and she gave me this whole history lesson on, you know, well, you know, that used to be this and this. And I was just sat there and just was fascinated by it.
Yeah.
And just amazing. And good for you for doing this and taking the time so we can capture these memories.
Yeah, well, it's a labor of love, although we do charge tickets. You know, it's a pretty expensive production to put on. It's not just a casual conversation.
How much are tickets?
Tickets are $15, and then there's some service fees and facility fees that you get them at the Strader box office.
Right.
You can
it's like $20 or so. But
I think total cost by the time you're done. I think it's 15 plus some extra. But anyway,
that's cheap.
Totally worth it.
That's very inexpensive.
And so you can get them at the Strader box office. You can go online to Durango Native. We have DurangoNative.com, and you could go to the section about stories, and you can see a little button there to click. And
you're doing these once a month?
Yeah, we got three shows this summer, June, July, and August, and we'll see how it goes from there.
Right. How cool is this? I commend you for doing this and capturing. And what I love about this is that it's from the heart. It's from the soul, and you've got the two generations, you know, to help prompt along, and just and you even mentioned the furniture is from your great grandparents.
Yeah, they brought it over in the train. Probably my dad's maternal grandfather was the superintendent of the railroad, so I think that's how that got here.
Okay,
but it also shows how interconnected all of Durango is. For instance, believe it or not, and this was not set up, but we just found out, is that Tom and Penny Compton's 54th wedding anniversary was the night of the presentation.
Oh.
They had their original wedding reception in the Strader Hotel in 54 years ago.
Right.
Catered by Earl Barker. And Earl's son, Rod, who now owns a Strader Hotel, brought out cake and champagne at the end of their program.
Oh.
And it just sent chills down your spines for how cool that was.
That is so cool. Wow. Well, we've got about a minute left. What do we need to highlight? What have we forgotten, Jack?
Oh, gosh. I don't know what we've forgotten other than I hope people will attend. We usually have a really full house. I can tell you that it's just it's something you just can't get. It's so personal that I think you'll enjoy it if you love Durango.
Well, you feel like you're being invited into their living room and then hearing them reminisce. I mean, and again, DurangoNative.com is where you can get tickets and $15 and a chance to hear some history.
Right.
And I bet they even have the bar open.
That would be affirmative.
That would be affirmative. All right. So one more time, your website?
DurangoNative.com.
All right. Will you come back?
Absolutely.
And we'll chat some more sometime, and I hope there's a huge success so we can... Oh, I'm just gesturing.
In case you can't see on TV... No, we're on radio. Oh, never mind.
We'll do the fist bump.
We're doing a fist bump.
We got a fist bump on out of here. We're going to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. Again, check it out. Jack Turner's DurangoNative.com is where you go.
Thank you,
catch
Jack.
It all? All right.
That's it.
We're back to the studios. Cut. Have a great day.